In a land full of mutants, in a town under dome, lies a magical place our heroes call home. No chance of escape leaves much time to linger, so sit back and enjoy Christmas in Ladyfinger.
Oh, holy night, what now?
Another nuclear winter after an apocalyptic disaster. Another Christmas with Tad, that lazy fat bastard.
Hey, is that you, Randy? Oh, you little devil's donut hole. Why don't you cut out with all the Christmas party poetry and get me another eggnog, fuzzy little stocking stuffer?
Tad, leave the disembodied intern alone.
Randy's still an intern? Isn't he like 60?
Aren't you?
I'm only 50, you Welsh on a shelf.
I'm Scottish.
I know. That's why I called you Welsh on a shelf.
Tad, that's enough. Please, leave Randy alone. I don't want you getting into a fight and spoiling the Christmas party for everyone again.
Licorice, I will wet-willy you with a pre-licked candy cane. I swear to the god of sentient goo.
Wrong timeline, Tad.
Oh, that's right, my bad. We're not supposed to know about the god of sentient goo.
Tad?
Right, god of sentient what? Any hoozle. Just so's you know, I left a note under the sink saying that there's milk and cookies left there meant for Santa, and that if anybody touches them, I'll shove a lump of coal right up their
Tad!
Chimney.
First of all, Santa, really? And second of all, why under the sink?
For the 100th time, that's where the wormhole is. I figured that's the only place Santa can get in. I mean, it's not like there's a chimney on the dome, is there?
Well, regardless of your fantasies of Santa and wormholes under the sink...
We should probably start calling it a sinkhole.
I'm positive that a note wouldn't be necessary to protect your cookies. I mean, who in their right, or even rightish mind, would look for a nighttime snack under the sink?
Well, Randy would.
You'd be surprised what I found under there.
Also, Christmas is still a week away, so we are not keeping that glass of milk under the sink.
Ah, come on, just leave it, Stimpy. He'll be here tonight to drink it, I promise.
Tad.
It's true. He always comes to Mutant County a week early so he can visit his abdominal snowman courier buddy and then drop off the presents for all the good little muto boys and girls before he heads out of the Q zone on Christmas Eve.
Tad.
Remember when you found that bag of gooey chupacabra poo you always wanted under your tree around this time last year? Well, that was Santa.
That was not Santa, Tad.
All right, it wasn't Santa.
I know, it was...
Margo Churi?
It was you, Tad. I know it was you.
No, it wasn't. I swear.
Whatever. Well, what do you say we bid farewell to this year's Christmas party and call it a night?
It's only 9 o'clock. The party's still hopping.
There are only two of us here.
And me.
Yes, two of us and the disembodied voice of Randy the intern. Besides, I want to get to bed soon, so I'm up bright and early and ready to cover tomorrow's Daisy Mays parade. You should do the same, Tad. You're doing it with me, remember?
Ah, come on. I hate parades.
I can't do it by myself, Tad.
Well, why? What about Lynn Rinnellin?
She's on vacation in Cheesedale.
What about Awful Butt?
Al's due to have his baby any day now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He actually got pregnant this time.
So it's up to you, Tad. First thing in the morning...
But me and Trixie want to do the eggnog luge yet.
Trixie and I still want to do the eggnog luge.
Well, that's the spirit. We can all do it together.
Come on, Tad. I need you there tomorrow. We're a team. Whoa, I can't believe I just said that. I suppose I've been consumed by the holiday spirit.
Well, I personally haven't consumed enough holiday spirits here, so I'm staying at the party.
Please, Tad?
Are you making a sad, pouty face right now? Is that really the tactid you're going with?
The tactic, Tad.
Tactic, tic-tac, whatever. Oh, all right, fine. Let's go. I guess I can abide alcohol at home.
I think you mean imbibe. And it's I who can't abide your drinking, Tad.
You really don't have an off switch, do you?
Well, I hope you enjoyed all of scene one. But don't go anywhere, for our story's not done. With the boys fast asleep, Santa left the North Pole as he pointed his sled at the station's sinkhole. We find him now climbing from under the sink, but following close behind Fatty is a dastardly Fink. Not just a Fink, but a true holiday demon, St. Nick's nasty doppelganger Krampus, wreaking havoc on the holiday season.
Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, and good morning to all of you on this brisk Saturday morning. We here at WLFC are just giddy with anticipation as we await the arrival of the first Daisy Mays Parade float. Isn't that right, Tad?
Oh, the weather outside'll kill ya. Because it's raining bats and chinchillas. And since they just won't let us go, then go to Quickman's Place, 666 Grim Street Southeast. Sakato, Sakato, Sakato.
And joining me, as always, is everyone else's favorite merry miscreant, Tad Bilchner.
Well, sorry, Whipley. Just going over the lyrics to a song I'm writing for my next year's Merry Bilchmas album. Merry Bilchmas, Volume 2, A Tad Merrier. Get it?
Well, I'm sure those five fans of yours will be eagerly awaiting the chance to listen. Now, what do you say we get back to the parade, Tad? Looks like the first float is about to arrive.
Oh, yippee! Another parade. Need I remind you what happened in our last parade when we saw a bunch of post-mortals having a pie-eating contest using defenseless Shriners as the pie?
Now, Tad, please. Oh, here comes the first float. Ah, yes, this must be the float from the Ladyfinger Fire Department.
Otherwise known as the Ladyfinger Basement Savers. Wait, are you sure that's them? Or are you just assuming it because their float's on fire?
Oh, my. Indeed it is, Tad. You're right. Maybe it's all part of some sort of interactive presentation.
Yeah, well, that's one big mother fire whiplash. They better put it out soon. Kind of dangerous with all the moms and dads and kidlets around. Also, I'm not really seeing any firefighters. Do you see anyone?
No, I'm afraid not, Tad. Hold on there, boys!
Santa? Is that you? Hey, you made it through the sinkhole!
Tad, that's just a man in a Santa suit.
Yes, I made it through, Tad, my boy. Thank you.
Did you get the cookies and milk?
Tad.
No, I didn't, Tad. But that's not important.
Ah, Randy, you moochin' little mook.
Oh, it wasn't Randy.
Well, who was it then?
It was Krampus.
Yeah, I bet. Coming out of that wormhole under the sink would make for a tight squeeze, for sure.
No, Krampus, my evil doppelganger. Never mind.
What's that you're pulling out of your sack there, sir?
This!
A fire extinguisher? But how'd you fit that in such a small...
Here, Tad, catch! Hurry, spray the fire before it spreads to the surrounding buildings.
Right!
Here, Whitley, you take this one.
But how did you... That's not possible.
No time for doubt, Mr. Quickman. The fire, if you please.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, sir.
Oh, wowee! Did you see those sweet extinguisher skills, Santa? Oh, man!
Tad, you unloaded the entire canister on me.
Whoops.
Well, I knew you could do it, boys!
That was one heck of a magic trick, sir. I could hardly believe you got that much out of such a small sack. Oh, no. What have I just walked into?
Well, you know what they say about good things coming in small packages, eh, Stubbly?
Tad.
Just ask Lulu. Well, she's very forgiving this time of year.
Is that it? Are you done?
Well, you started it.
All right, fellas. That's enough.
We couldn't have done it without you, Santa. Thanks for helping us save the Dizzy Frayed Parade.
Daisy May Parade. And Tad, this man isn't really Santa Claus.
Well, he's not David Blaine.
Whitley, look into my eyes.
Into your... Listen, sir.
See? You're starting to believe already. Go on. Look into my eyes.
Look, I appreciate what you've done for us, but if you think you're going to be able to hypnotize me, you are mistaken, sir. Why, once I went to see the man they called Ravine, and even he wasn't able to... Santa Claus? Is it really you?
Wow, that was easy. He wasn't that fast with the Mothman.
Yes, well, we have to move the plot along before you start blurting out any more poorly constructed euphemisms. I mean, this is supposed to be a Christmas show, for goo's sake.
Wrong timeline. Goodness gracious me. Something's wrong.
We put the fire out.
Sorry, folks. The rest of the parade's being postponed.
Yeah, you can take your little ankle biters home now.
Of course. Ankle biters. He's taking the children.
What?
Krampus.
Your evil gobbledangler?
Yes. He's taken all of the children. Those screams are the screams of all the mothers in the crowd. He must have started that fire to distract me. We've got some work to do, boys.
But how can you be sure, Santa? I mean, I say this with all due respect, sir, but don't you think we might be jumping to conclusions here a little bit?
Don't talk back to Santa, Whit.
It's all right, Tad. That's what I appreciate about our friend Mr. Quickman. Whitley, you've never been quick to gossip or jump to conclusions. You're a true blue seeker of truth. And not only that, you're a truth teller. Never resorting to scare tactics.
Of course, Mutant County sort of does that on its own.
Golly. Thank you, Mr. Kringle. That means so much, coming from you.
At any rate, Whitley, to answer your question...
Hey, wait a minute. What about me, Santa? Are you going to maintain narrative symmetry and go with all of my good qualities, too?
Well, we don't have much time, Tadward, but you...
Yeah, Santa?
You are certainly something.
Santa called me Tadward! Ah!
Now, to answer your question, Whitley, I know that Krampus has stolen the children of Ladyfinger because while you two were putting out the fire, this note written on psychic paper materialized out of nothing and landed right on my old bowl full of jelly here. Read it.
Here, let me see. I can't read this. It's in Spanish.
You probably mean German. Let me read it, Tad. If the parents of Ladyfinger ever want to see their children again, you will meet me at the old Ladyfinger glue factory at dusk. And this time, you'd better come alone, Nicky Pooh, or else. Yours truly, Krampus. Oh my.
You can read German?
Tad, it's written in English.
So why would your Billy Bob Bad Santa twin do this, Santa? I mean, is there any other reason besides just getting his holly jollies from it?
Oh my. Hold that thought, Tad. I just remembered. We haven't signed off yet. We've been on the air the whole time. Well, for all of you listeners still with us, we here at WLFC hope you enjoyed our little Yuletide Orson Wellian-type skit that Tad and I prepared for you for Christmas. For fun. For Christmas fun. Yes.
Now, Whitley, you're a truth-teller, remember?
Yeah, remember? No scare tactics.
Tactics, Tad. Tad, enough with the fire extinguisher, please.
Sorry. It's just that your pants are on fire, well, metaphorically speaking.
Oh, boy. Well, that's all the coverage we have on the parade, dear listeners. We will be sure to give you an update on Ladyfinger's missing children as soon as more information is available. And not to worry, I'm sure Santa will solve this problem in no time, making sure all our children are safe and sound. This is Whitley Quickman.
And I'm Tad Bilchner. Merry deal with it.
Signing off.
WLFC. The voice of Mutant County. FM.
There. We're out. Well, Mr. Kringle, we wish you the safest of travels to the glue factory. It's not too far from our current location. And good luck saving the children.
Ho-ho! You two are coming with me!
Oh, dear.
Heck yeah!
I had a feeling you were going to say that. But Krampus told you to come alone.
Ha ha! Fat stinking chance! With Krampus in Mutant County, he'll now have all kinds of evil mythological creatures and distorted mutants at his disposal. I know my brother, Whitley. And even now you can trust he's building a dark army bent on the destruction of Christmas.
Oh boy.
Awesome!
I'll need you boys to help me create a team of our own. Who do you think we can enlist to help us combat the forces of evil?
Well...
Already on it, Big Poppy Navidad!
I thought you didn't speak Spanish, Tad.
Not now, Drippy. Okay, here's my roster. Mike and Pete, the pest guys, and their little sister, Bee. My ex-girlfriend, Dana Furbottom, she's a werewolf.
Oh, awesome.
Me and Crumbly Whipsum here, of course. My current girlfriend, Lulu Cthulhu.
Cthulhu?
Yeah, her old man's famous. Oh, I've got the Sugar Plum Fairy, and... ugh, I hate to say it. Awful Bach.
You mean Al Offelbeck, our sports reporter? But he's on maternity leave.
Ah, he'll be fine. He's a big of mice and men type. But the Lenny type, not the George type. Let's just hope he doesn't accidentally break the necks of any of the children.
Terrific work, Tad. No time to waste. Let's go!
Now, should we take the WLFC van?
I'm afraid that'll be too slow, Whitley. We'll need a little Christmas magic to get there in time.
Why are you putting your finger up your nose like that, Santa? You got a dangler?
Hold on! Whoa!
With a press on one nostril, Santa blew out a big snot, and then our three heroes took off like a shot. They went high in the air, then to the factory promptly, where gathered and watching was their merry mutant county posse. Now Santa didn't have much in the way of a plan. He'd have to rely on his crew to make his last stand. To stop mean old Krampus from sucking souls out of kids, they knew they'd need tactics. Polite society forbids. Without prolonging this much longer, as to not get too wordy, when push comes to shove, he knew they'd have to fight dirty.
Put a lid on it, Intern Magoo!
Sorry, Mr. Krampus, just trying to set up the next scene.
Well, shut up before I throw this clump of industrial glue down your disembodied gullet. Hey, Belsnickel. Those kids seem nice and docile now. What'd you do?
Yeah, well, I took away all the iPhones and then I tied them up like you asked and had them having lots and lots of glue. Now they are all in the trance-like state and ready for the soul extraction, my dear.
Excellent. What? All right, slow down, my Yule lad, gremlin hybrid friend. Santa's here, and he's brought his friends. I told that gooey little elf to come alone. I was just gonna swallow the souls of half the children and let the remaining glue-stoned and zombified ones go, but now that he broke his agreement, I guess I'll have to swallow all the souls and become all-powerful! I'm good with that.
But I'm not!
Well, 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 look who's coming to town. Nice entrance, Broheem.
Sorry, Krampus. I've not got time for brotherly banter.
Yeah, shut up, Goatface. Get ready to get sucked right in your ugly little Krampus. You fuzzy little nerf herder. Oh, goody. You must be Tad Bilchner. I recognize you from my brother's naughty list. Naughty list? Is that true, Santa?
Don't listen to him, Tad. He's just trying to make you doubt.
And who else do we have here?
Mutant County players, sound off!
Tad Bilchner, deal with it.
Whitley Quickman, cock-a-doodle-doo, ladies and gents.
Mike Illington.
And Pete Illington.
The best guys!
And their little sis, Bee, entomologist and gizmo designer.
Dana Fairbottom, nail salon technician, and werewolf.
Lulu Cthulhu, Miss Mutant County, 3 years running, and daughter of ancient god Cthulhu.
Yeah, whatever, a big whoop.
I'm Sugar, the Sugar Plum Fairy.
And I'm Al Awfulback. Oh, I mean Awfulback. Sports?
You sure about that, Al?
Yep.
All right, now, everyone huddle up. Tad, you go with Mike and Pete, and the three of you use those sweet extinguisher and flamethrower skills to take care of that Yule Lad gremlin hybrid army.
On it, Santa.
You betcha! Miss Furbottom, looks like Krampus got himself a Wendigo. Would you be kind enough to take care of it?
Wendigo? No problem. Look at these nails.
Lulu, we've got some entranced children stuck high up on the wall there. Why don't you use those lovely long tentacles of yours to pull them down to safety?
You got it, Mr. Claus.
Not much time left. Bee and Sugar, why don't you combine your skills to take care of Belsnickel? He's a sourpuss who hates all things sweet. See what you can do with that information.
Well, Santy, I've got a highly concentrated sugar extract I use to draw out giant nuclear horseflies. I can force feed them that.
And I have magical sugar plums.
Great! Go to. Put him in a deep diabetic coma.
I knew these things would come in handy someday.
Okay. Whitley, you come with me. I'm going to need your help to draw the evil out of Krampus.
My help, sir? What can I do? I'm just a journalist.
It's okay, Whit. I believe in you.
And I believe in you, Santa.
What about me, Santa?
Al, you're going to be our star player. I need you to use your athletic prowess to sprint up behind my brother.
I can't do that, Santa. Not in my delicate condition.
Ho-ho, that's right. You're sprinting for two now, aren't you? Well, here, take this slingshot and...
No go. Sorry, Santa. No weapons. I want to be a positive role model for the little one.
Okay, no weapons.
Maybe Tad's right. Maybe I'm kind of useless after all, huh, Santa?
Not at all, Al. We all have our own gifts.
Gifts? Say, that's right. I got this flashlight in my stocking. It's got an extra wide beam.
Ho-ho, that's just the thing, my dear boy. Offalbeck, with your flashlight so bright, won't you help me take down my evil brother tonight?
Okay, Santa.
Excellent. You distract him by shining that extra wide beam of yours in his eyes. And then, Mr. Quickman and I can sneak up behind him and grab Krampus.
Yeah, sure. And guess what? If any gremlins come to save him, I can use the light to scare him away. Because gremlins hate light. I seen that in the movie.
That's my smart man. Let's go get him, boys!
Yeah!
Oh my.
And so with each member discharged knowing their own specific duty, each and every one of them went out to kick some serious monster booty. Dana dispatched the Wendigo without breaking a sweat, while Lulu pulled free all the kidlets and dropped them safely into a net. Now Tad's extinguisher turned out to be a lousy weapon of choice, since gremlins multiply as soon as they're moist. It's a good thing the pest guys were always nearby to torch up those beasties and cheer as they fried.
Hooray!
Bee and Sugar succeeded in defeating Bell Snickle. Their sweet sugar high put him in a doozy of a pickle. Next, they opened some windows to let out all the dangerous gluey gases. Then they kept taking names and they kept kicking asses. And finally, with the help of Al's light and his paternal fury, and with Quickman's help, despite all his worry, Santa used a chokehold on old Krampus, putting him down in a big hurry. As Krampus wailed one last cry, bemoaning his plight, he then burst into a ball of glowing green light. With that, Santa vanished beyond the threshold of sight and said as he went,
Merry Christmas, Mutant County, and to all a great night!
That was a lot of fun, watching all those little green goblin gnome thingers all pop like popcorn. We did some serious Yuletide-infused butt-kicking, didn't we all?
Yeah, sure did.
Wait a second. Where's Al?
Offalbeck?
There he is. Against that wall. Is he injured?
No. Look.
Puppies.
Well, congratulations, Dana. I'm sure you and Al are going to be great were-parents together.
Thank you, Tad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. That's swell.
Yeah, shut up, Al.
Stop right there, you festive felon!
Bravo, Dandy!
I knew it wasn't a dream.
Where did all the baddies go?
Sorry, Dandy. You're too late. Krampus has already been vanquished to where he can't hurt anyone.
I suppose that's good. But next time, citizens, you best let the heroes take care of these things.
Well, that's just it, Dandy. Today we learned that we are the heroes, each and every one of us. Santa taught us that despite our differences and our eccentricities, we have the power to stand up for what's right and make a difference in the world. The rest of the world may see a bunch of oddballs and they may call us mutants, but what I see is a family. And that's the best Christmas present for which a fella could ask.
Wow, Whit, thanks. I don't want to get all mushy on you, but do you want to hear a little bit from another song I'm working on?
Sure, Tad. That'd be nice. What do you say, gang?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah, do it. Good.
Jingle bells, Quickman smells, awful butt laid in hay.
Taddington.
Oops. Well, sorry, Santa.
Oh, Dad, you're a hoop.
Well, folks, this is Whitley Quickman, stepping out from behind the microphone to wish all our listeners a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us for the first year of the Welcome to Mutant County podcast. We sincerely hope you've had as much fun listening as we've had doing it. So from all of us here in Mutant County, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.